The chukos say tafshin ayin ches.
Okay, I'm in Bahar. I'm going to go the other way. Other way.
So the first pasuk says, "In bechukosai tileichu ves mitzosai tishmru vasisem osam." Okay. If you walk in my chukim, right? Ves mitzosai tishmru, and my mitzvos you guard. Vasisem osam, and you do them. So Rashi says that the bechukosai tileichu is referring to amelus b'torah, struggling in Torah. Because the mitzvosai tishmru vasisem osam, that's talking about the mitzvos. Now it says mitzvosai tishmru vasisem osam, vasisem osam is doing them. So the mitzvosai tishmru means guarding them. It also means learning the chora. Because when Rashi says it's mitzvosai tishmru, he's talking about asiyas hamitzvos, right? The word tishmru can't be exclusively shmir hamitzvos, because it says vasisem osam afterward. It means you need to do them. So what's the tishmru mean?
Watching the man was watching the man doing.
What are you watching the mitzvahs? What are you supposed to special mitzvah to look at your tefillin before you put them on?
What does it say? We learn.
We always learn tishmu is always learning, right? You're learning how to do it. So what do you call the bechukosai teleichu is a different level of learning. If Rashi is going to say that's having a mailing b'torah, right? And tishmuru and asisem is the learning in order to be able to do it. And actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about chukosai keleichu, it means a different level of learning than just the learning in order to be able to do.
You have to learn, you have to do, you have to learn.
Score. So what's the two learnings? So Rashi says it's called have a melem b'torah, struggle in the Torah, put all your koach into Torah. So anyway, let's take a look. There's a medrash here. And I think we've done this medrash before. We did it also when we learned Tilim, right? I think it says the Medrash Rabba says, "Im bechukosai tileichu, hu dichsiv, right? Chishavti drachai v'ashiv raglai el edvosecha. I thought out my paths. Chishavti. I thought out my paths. V'ashiv raglai, and I turned my feet el edvosecha to your testimonials." Okay, so what does that mean? Amar Dovi.
I thought out my paths.
Vashiv raglai, and then I turned my feet towards your testimonials. Edosecha. Eduyos. We'll see. Amar Dovi. This is a medrash. Ribono Shalom. B'chol yom v'yom ha'yisi mechashe v'omer l'mokam ploni u'l'bayis dira ploni sani holech. Every day I thought to myself, I'm going to this house. I'm going to this place. This house. And my legs would bring me to the Batei Knesses and the Batei Medrash. Who dechsiv, that is which it says, Vashiv raglai eleid vosecha. That my legs took me eleid vosecha, which the Medrash understands, is bringing me to the Batei Knesses and the Batei Medrash. So what are we talking about here? It's ridiculous to assume we're talking about the dove was thinking, I was thinking going to the pool parlor. I was thinking going bowling. And the next thing I knew, I was going to base manners. I was going to base classes. I think to learn that is absolutely ridiculous, right? He wasn't planning on going to bowling alley, right? And he wasn't talking about going to the pool parlor. Okay, I have nothing against either, but that's not what he's talking about. He didn't write a pasuk and tell him to tell you that. He's planning on going there. All of a sudden, willy-nilly, his feet took him to what he calls the Beis HaMedrash. Right? Because they give him a frontal lobotomy. Right? No way. Okay? Oh, so if it means that he's going to a Dvar Mitzvah to do a mitzvah in this place, so I understand, why didn't he go? If it was a mitzvah that he needed to do, right, we know that if a person is learning Torah, and the mitzvah overis, a mitzvah that's passing, you won't be able to do later, and it's what we call it, yefshel asos haidei achayim, and it can't be done by somebody else, it has to be done by me. If I don't drop the Torah that I'm learning, I'm a poshea. That's the wrong thing to do. A certain mitzvah has to be done. A certain mitzvah has to be done. I'm the only one who can do it, and I can't, if I don't do it now, it's not going to get done. And I'm learning. I say, I'm learning. I don't know what you call it. The end of Akaza, you drop the Talmud Torah, and you go learn. You go do the mitzvah. Nachon? Right? So that being the case, so what are we talking about? We're not talking about he's going to a pool parlor. And instead he went to the base medrash and the base akneses, the base akneses and the base medrash. So it must be telling me he's going to do a dvar mitzvah. So what, he didn't go in the end to do the dvar mitzvah? He didn't go to the, since he did the wrong thing. If it was a mitzvah that should have been done by him and couldn't be done by somebody else and there was no other time to do it, then he's supposed to not go to the base akneses and the base medrash, he's supposed to go do the mitzvah.
So what's he talking about?
Oh, so let's see. So let's see this fasemis. The medrash, chishavti drachai, b'chol yom ha'isi mechashiv l'mokom ploni l'dira ploni sani holech. First Vasemis there. Or Yeragli Mevios, Tough Reish Lamed Beis. Ki v'chol dover v'chol mokom yeshchius Hashem Yisbarach. Once again, the battle cry of the Republic of Vasemis. In every place and in every action, right, there is the spark of what Hashem wants you to take out of that. U'masha Adam Nikra Mahalech. Man is called a mahalach. He goes, he travels, he walks around, he's not static. Right? Like what we've discussed before, the Pasuk in Zechariah says that when he's talking there to Yoshua Kohen Gadol, and he's contrasting him to the malachim in Shemayim, he says, Nasati lecha mahalchim, bein ha'omdim ha'ela, I will give you the ability to walk amongst those who stand. Malachim don't walk, they stand. They have a fused foot.
They fly.
It's true, they fly, but what you call the fly is only in their shlichus, right? But in terms of their own personal, if you could call it, the word, use the word personal, their own personal rising, they don't rise in Madrega. They're fixed in where they are.
How do you know they have their own personal agendas?
They don't have their personal agendas. They're shlichim of Hashem. What I'm saying is they can't rise in Madrega. They can't rise in Madrega because they're not mahalchim. They have no feet. They have one foot, fused. Right? You can't walk that way. So a person is called a mahalach.
What about the movie 34th?
Okay, let's really quite. He's intent. You know, I started this recording before, and then he. He joined. yes. And then, right? Umasha Adam Nikra Mahalech, right? He said, why is man called Mahalech? Because he goes, Moshe Chiyuso Yisbarach V'chol Dover V'chol Mokom. As he travels from place, from experience, right? He is, the word draws out through the spiritual, electromagnetic field that's inside of him, right? Right? He's got the nitzots of Hashem inside of him. He's got his soul inside of him. He draws out the nitzots of Kedusha, the spark of Kedusha that's to be found in this experience, in this object, in this relationship, whatever it happens to be. V'chol bakom kanal, ayde ha-machshov ha-kodem kol davar, ayde ze yuchol limtso nekuda mitish v'chol davar. That's why he says, the Lashon is ha-yisi mechashev. Right? Remember, see the Medrash? Chishavti drachai. V'chol yom ha-yisi mechashev. Let me mechashiv. What are you thinking about it? Just go. If you don't think about it before, if that's not your intention before you start off,
intention to do what?
To recognize and to reveal the spark of Hashem's will in that object, place, experience, etc.
That should be always our
intention. Right. I'm saying, but if you don't think beforehand, then you just pass it by. You just pass it by. You just go through the moment. You go through the object. You go through the experience. And either you do absolutely nothing with it, which is just mediocre, like par of hot dogs. Or what do you call it? If it's a difficult situation, then chances are you mess it up entirely. You get angry. You lose your temper. You become jealous or whatever it is. All the wonderful things that pulse through our brains upon occasion, right? So if you're mechashev. But nonetheless, after all that's true, right?
I think that's what Hashem wants us all the time.
Of course. See the bowl there? Edosecha hu birur shetzarech lios ha'odam eid levarer lohayid ki hakol me'Hashem yisbarach kanal. He calls it eid vosecha, testimonies. Why? Because I, as it were, by extracting, by relating to the will of Hashem, that,
what's that choice?
Which, I'm sorry?
Be iror.
No, clarification. By my thinking beforehand that that's the way I'm going to relate to the object and experience.
Right.
So then I would then say, and I'm going to be mevar that, I'm going to clarify that. So I implicitly am giving testimony to Hashem's presence in every experience, in everything.
Six times the mitzvahs.
Okay. L'hoi ki akol m'shem yisbarach, kanal. So he's talking about, so he has the right attitude. We got the right intentions. He's going to reveal Hashem's presence in this object, this place, this experience. So how come he wound up in the Bate Knesset and the Bate Medrash? Says this Hashem, but the Knesset wrote to Lomar, "Lahachris hakol toch haklal shalolios nifrad mishorish achius shemachaya kol kanal." A person, right, always has to know that whenever he's doing something, right, he's trying to reveal Hashem's presence, etc., by doing it through the mitzvah, the right attitude, the looking at it through the lens of the Torah. The whole story is, I'm not an independent contractor. I'm together here with all the Jewish people. Yeah. We're all on a trek together. So that's the idea of going to the Beis HaKnesses. In other words, it's not like he didn't go to the mitzvah, but he stopped at the concept. He went to the Beis HaKnesses, right? Or he connected to the idea of the Beis HaKnesses, where the Jewish people gather together, right? To what do you call it? The Jewish people gather together and become a unit. See, that concept was what the first stop before, right? Because I want to go do the thing. No, wait a second. Before you do it, the right way to do it is to recognize also that you are a member of Klal Yisrael. And this is a team effort. And right now I happen to be doing my thing. I'm doing my thing. But I'm doing it for Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael is the ultimate agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. In this way, I bind myself to them, and they're bound to me. And now all of us are what we call are performing to much greater Kiddush Hashem rather than just an expression of my own ego. You know, I want to do this, I want to do that, etc. Even if I want to do good things. But it's not just about me. It's about what we call Hashem's word and will being revealed in the world, yeah, through all different types of the Jewish people, in all different types of situations, with all different types of strengths and weaknesses. And it's all this juggernaut called the Jewish people, as it were, revealing, yeah, that which is below the surface.
Oh, so before he says that, he was only thinking of himself?
So he's what he called, he said just, you know, whether he's thinking about himself, in other words, you need, this always needs strength, it always needs strengthening. It always needs strengthening. Right, because who thinks like that, right? I mean, we should think like that, but we don't think like that, right? You know, the Mitzvah starts with us, right? But we should put ourselves back to the place in the, what he called, of the Beis HaKnesses. And then he says, also in the Beis HaMedrash. Why the Beis HaMedrash?
What's the difference?
So we call it two different things. The Beis HaKnesses is the place where the Jewish people gather together, right?
To daven.
So now that's the unit of the Jewish people. In the Beis HaMedrash, right? There's a Shalom B'chukosai, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, Shlolios Kavonas HaLimud Leidu LaHasig. Rakadesh Yuchel Yizbatel Elov Karoi. In other words, we learn. So sometimes we think what our attitude of learning is that the goal is that I should be more erudite, right? I should be more erudite, and we're always trying to be more wise. And that's the goal, right? I want to be the biggest guy in the block. I want to be the biggest Talmid Chacham, right? I want to be the coolest darshan. I want to be the most clever. What do you call Rosh Hashiva? I want to be the most dependable posek, right? It's all part of my CV, right? Right? But not true.
So what's the base measure?
Okay, we're saying, Zeh Shomer Chukosai, Shidu Amelim et Torah Shluyas, Kavona Leidel HaHasig. There's no, but the goal is not to be there, right? To finish the job, right? I know everything. Rakadesh Yuchal Yizbatel Elov Karoi. The idea is that everything you learn is to bring you to a realization of greater humility, and now I have to be on the quest for that which I don't know yet. Because it's endless. And I have to always be spiritually upwardly mobile. Or Torah upwardly mobile. Anything I learn, anything I know, I'm not going to sit back on my laurels and say, oh boy, what a Talmid Chacham. Oh boy. Yeah, that's me. Okay, so maybe I didn't get my PhD, but I'm really good. I can get windburn on my thumbs. Right? L'ratzos tamid l'vol l'masha eno masig. A person has to always want to come to that which he doesn't understand yet. He always, always
that's
the quest.
That's the Sfas-Emes.
That's the Sfas-Emes. It's always the quest for what I don't know yet. So that he says, so that's what the Sfas-Emes says. Those are the, that's what the Medrash means. The Medrash means, David, yeah, says, I was going to do this, Maisa Tov, in this place, or in this house, right? But my feet took me first to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. In other words, as a prologue to anything that I do, it has to be done on the record, it has to be done on the backdrop, it has to be done on the canvas of, I'm doing this as a member of the Jewish people. And, what do you call it, I have to realize that all of my achievements, right, in the world of Torah, are not achievements because I'm going to put that on my CV and what do you call it, okay, fine, I accomplished it, I did it. You know, I'm the big cheese now. But rather, every accomplishment is meant, as it were, now to become the backdrop for now going further. More. Have I made a Torah? Never stop.
So you're comparing the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMikdash to the Shemor and the Asisim?
The Shemor of Asisa is the Shemor of Asisa, and the Chukosai Telechu is, there is a process of the way that you walk, the way you conduct yourself, the approach before you actually do it. And that is, on the one hand, Beis HaKnesses, remembering that you're a member of Klal Yisrael, and this is for Klal Yisrael, one for the Gipper, yeah, the Havdil, right? And then there's what you call, and then there's the Beis HaMedrash, where you call it, that you're never at the end. You're always being Omel, to always, what you call it, you're always realizing, it's what I know now, but I don't know the next thing. In that state of humility. Further, right? See, there's a brief Gemara here from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. It says, Tana Dvelio. Right? La'olam yasim adam atzmo al divrei Torah kishor la'ol u'kachamor la'masui. A person should always place himself like an axe, right, to the yoke, the kachamor lamasui, and like a donkey to the burden. So says what he called the Chazal saying, yeah, that's the way a person with regard to divrei Torah, he should see himself like a shore vis-a-vis the yoke, and like a chamor vis-a-vis the what he called the burden.
Mm-hmm.
Says the Sfas-Emes. Let's synopsize this Sfas-Emes. He says the idea of the shore lo'ol is that I subjugate myself, right? I subjugate myself to always be, as it were, drawn after the Ratzon Habore, the will of Hashem. That's the shore to the yoke. I accept the yoke of His, right? Through the yoke, He directs me. That's the person's got to be his attitude always towards Torah. The kachamor lamasa, right, is lisa imo kol abruim asher misalim al yedei adam. The kachamor lamasa is that through my subjecting myself to being directed by Hashem, I accept the yoke of Hashem's direction, just like a shore accepts the yoke of his master. So too now, that's what I'm doing, and also now I'm going to be kachamor lamasa. I'm going to be a donkey which is going to bear the burden, right, carry the entire creation lifted upward. I'm going to carry all of creation. I'm going to bear everything I come into contact with. Every object, right? Every experience, I'm going to lift upward, lift upward, lift upward, lift upward. Right? Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, which we learned, right? If a person realizes that the whole Bria is dependent upon him, then when he functions, he lifts up the entire Bria. Like the Medrash says with regard to the stones of Yaakov's head. Remember? Right? He says in the beginning of the Parsha there in Vayetze that there are a number of stones. He gets up in the morning, he's all in one stone. So all the stones fuse together because each one said, let the tzaddik lay his head upon me. Everyone wanted to be uplifted, as it were, by the tzaddik. So that's the chamor lamasui, the donkey to bear the burden, to carry everything and everyone upward. V'lachein, and therefore, Aydeze v'nasati gishmichem b'itam. And what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, in the very beginning of the Parsha, it says, Ibuchu gosai tilechu, Mr. Soshai tishmru, Vasisim osam, what comes out? V'nasati gishmichem b'itam. The rains will come at the optimal times, like clockwork. V'nasda aret yibula, and the earth will give its produce. The eight asadei yiten piryo. The rains will come at the optimal time. The earth will give its produce. The eight asadei yiten piryo. And the trees of the field will give their fruit, says Rashi over here. Eight asadei. Hein ilane srak. Srak, in other words, the trees that are not fruit-bearing trees. They're going to bear fruit. Va asidim lasos peros. Because when the Jewish people are functioning on the optimal level, the rains will come at the right time, the earth will give, the land will give its produce, and even the non-fruit bearing trees will bear fruit. Right? Talks about all the seasons, everything will be, you know, all the agriculture will work just 100% just in order to enable man to be able to learn as much Torah as possible, right? And our enemies will flee before us, right? And right, Hashem will dwell in our midst. And then finally, what it says over here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ani Hashem Elokecha v'shoteisi eschem mi'aretz Yitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. Miyos lahem avadim, so you shouldn't be avadim to them. Ve'eshbor motos lechem, I broke the yokes of your subjugation to the Mitzrayim. This is Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ve'olech eschem komamius. And it will cause you to walk komemius. 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 So komemius is Rashi, the koma skufa. Skufa. Totally erect. Totally erect. Right. The only thing is, in the Gemara it says, a person shouldn't walk the koma skufa. Shouldn't walk totally erect. It's a sign of gaiva. A person has to walk in a humble fashion. What does it mean he's going to make us walk what he called erect? You're not supposed to walk that way. Says really cool. Says it's Fasemis. Here in the right, in the third line of this Fasemis in the middle. At the end of the line, Nasati Gishmechem Beitam. Through right, through a person being Kishor Laol and Chamor Lamasa, Aydezeh Nasati Gishmechem Beitam. Rains will come at the right time. The eitz asadei yiten piryo, says Rashi, ilanei srak. Even the fruit trees, the non-fruit bearing trees, will bear fruit. Shasim leteperos, perish. Shebekoach ha'adam lahamshich achiros gam b'mekomos ha'shveilim kanal. And it's those places that don't even look productive. Right? The lowest parts of creation. Even those things, as it were, that don't look like they bear fruit. But if man is plugged in, he can raise up even the non-fruit-bearing trees to bear fruit. It's a shinu ateva. But if the Jewish people are functioning like that, they can accomplish that. Va'olech eschem komamius. And of course you walk up, right? Oh, perish Rashi, koma skufa. Oh, he brings a Gemara Kedushin. Av misha amru chacham, misha otter leilech bekoma skufa. Even though Chazal said, Kedushin, you're not allowed to walk totally erect. It's a sign of gaiva. Ach, kasher yetikun karoi kemola asi yuchol adam lekabel mora shemayim af bekol meskufa. If a person has lived his life properly, when we come to the end of days, Yom Mashiach, etc., he'll be so rectified, he will have the capacity to walk totally erect and still have malchus shemayim upon him. Right now, the way things are now, if I allow myself to walk totally erect, the result is I'm not going to be able to mekabel malchus shamayim upon myself, because I'm going to be thinking of myself, is my chin straight? How cool do I look? Right? Well, it's me. Right? The Fonz. I'm on the top. Just staple my thumbs to my suspenders. Right? Etc. But Lassi Lovell, man will uplift the world, and he himself will be so uplifted that he can walk in Koma Mius. To walk in Koma Skufa. And, right, Vishalachti Vistokachem, I'll walk in your midst. That's this pasuk over here. Vishalachti Vistokachem, I'll walk in your midst. So Rashi says over there, Etayel Imachem beGan Eden, I will stroll with you in Gan Eden. Ke'echad Mikem, like one of you. Velotiyo Mizdazim Mimeni, and you won't be quaking and shaking to my presence. Yochol Otiro Mimeni, lest you think that you won't have what you call fear, proper, you know, proper attitude towards my presence there. Tamalor V'yisilachem Lelokim. No, still with you, Velokim. In this uplifted state, we can be in a state of Yerushalayim vis-a-vis Hashem, and they yet not be shaking in our boots when He strolls with us in Gan Eden, because we will be uplifted.
You're talking about that's actually a physical fear.
What do you mean? We're talking about a fear of what do you call it? A fear of what do you call it? Right. You know, standing before we standing. You know, yeah. We're not worried he's going to pick up a club and right into into frittata, right? Right, and not only that, what do you call it? The Gemara brings down. The Sfasema says, yeah, he brings him Baba Basra. Va'olech etzkem koma miyus veiz komos. I will raise you up two stories will be twice as high as Adam Arishon. Right, perish kitzir ha'adam rak levush la'or nishmas chayim. The goof that we're familiar with, we think of ourselves as our bodies, right? But really, the most important part of our essence is our souls. The goof is levush. When we've uplifted ourselves through all of our struggle, all our melus b'torah, all of our doing the mitzvahs, all of our realizing that this is part of Klal Yisrael's trek and journey in this world to reveal Hashem's presence in everything and anything. So then the result is, we'll be bigger. We'll be bigger, we'll be loftier, we'll be higher, we'll be a completely different sort of being. You know, as our self will expand. Fine. This is all, like I said on the top here, the upward trek, all roads in life must first lead to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. Through this, we reveal Hashem's name in the world. That's when we're doing things right. Then we botch the job. Right? Then we botch the job.
Instead of going with a Yankee game.
Whatever. We call it. We botch the job. We mess up. We don't do what's right. Right? We forget about Hashem in our lives. We call Chas v'Chalila and all this other stuff. So here's the Gemara in Ksubis. We've talked about this Gemara in Ksubis before. Let's just synopsize it. Yeah? Talk about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai walking outside the walls of Yerushalayim with his Talmidim. He comes upon a young girl, right? Totally disheveled. Who's picking out barley corns from out of the fecal matter that was left by a donkey that belonged to an Arab. And she reintroduces herself, just to be brief, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, do you remember? You feed me. Do you remember me?
You're at my ketubah.
Right, you're at my ketubah, right. She was the daughter of Nachtimon ben Gorion, the daughter of one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, upon witnessing this, he said to his Talmidim, Va'amar, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Va'amar, Bacha, he cried, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he said, Ashreichem Yisrael, right? Authenticated are you, O Jewish people, right? Ashreichem, where is it you see it? Ashreichem Yisrael, authenticated are you, O Jewish people. Bizman sha'osim etzono shalmokom, when you do the will of Hashem, in kol um of Elashem shaletes bahem. When you do the will of Hashem, there is no nation, there is no culture that can have dominion over you. Right? We're higher than the stars. Bizman sha'ain osim etzono shalmokom. Musarin biyad umashvela. Hashem puts us in the hands of a lowly nation. V'lo biyad umashvela el biyad behemtam shem umashvela. Not just in the hands of a lowly nation, put in the hands of the animals of that lowly nation. I.e., that's where she's picking out barley pieces of barley from the fecal matter that belonged to the donkey, that came from the donkey that belonged to the Arab. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Even, okay, so the world is required, really, the whole world is riding on us. When we're doing the right thing, we uplift the entire world. And the fact is that all the shefa, like we talked about before, all the shefa, all the plenty that comes to the world, comes, yeah, primarily through the conduit of the Jewish people, right? Because the Jewish people are fulfilling the job description for which man was created. Everybody else is opted out, so everybody else becomes supporting cast. So when shefa, when plenty comes to the world, so then it comes really for the sake of the Jewish people, but because everybody else is supporting cast, so as a function, they're being supporting cast in one manner, shape, or form, right? Exactly. We don't know exactly how everybody is. We don't know how exactly, you know, the pygmy who is eating his honey along chunky style, like just some people like Skippy Chunky, he likes honey chunky. He eats it with the bees, right, etc. Right? If you're into that sort of thing. So we're not sure exactly how he's supporting cast for us, but everybody's supporting cast. Everybody's supporting cast. So then all the sustenance goes, it really comes by way, and that's why Shlomo Melech was able to plant even trees that were not indigenous to Eretz Israel, to Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, because he knew where the arteries of blessing, of bracha, traveled from the Beis HaMikdash towards the different parts of the world. He could plant a pepper tree in Yerushalayim, even though it's indigenous to Madagascar or to India, right? Hot, humid climates, monsoon season, you know, the whole nine yards. But he could plant it here, and it would grow, because we planted it in the Shorash of bracha. But even, right, this Gemara over here in Midkot, this piece over here from the Ruach Chaim, he says an unbelievable thing. He says an unbelievable thing. He says that even when we're in bad shape, the world's still being sustained by us. Still being sustained by us.
Atmosphere.
But he says this, what he called is when we're not in such good shape, so we don't have the capacity to bring down as much as we used to bring down. It's much less. So therefore it gets divided up amongst everybody in the world. And in other words, like let's say when you've got a pipe, yeah, a big pipe, and you've got a torrent of water going through it. So if you've got subsidiary pipes feeding off of it, so there's plenty of water, plenty of pressure, and it goes out to everywhere it goes, and the place where you call it, the main place where it was traveling down, has always got plenty. But if we're not doing our job, so then we're not bringing down as much. But not to bring down as much. So therefore, less volume, less pressure. So then what happens is Hashem closes the spigot to just the bare minimum for us. Because anyway, we need to fix ourselves. And we can be satisfied with less because we appreciate that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our lives. And therefore, so the majority of it goes out to the rest of the world. That's even when we're not doing the right thing. He says that's the pshat in the Gemara. Says the what do you call it, Chaim Yevalozhin. He says that's the pshat in the Gemara. Kol ha'olam nizun, right, bishvil chanina bani, right. He brings from the Shla. All the world is sustained bishvil for the sake of my son Chanina ben Dosa. The Chanina bani da'ilu b'kav charuvim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. And Chanina bani, all he's entitled to is just a little bit of buxer, of carob. From one Erev Shabbos to the next. So he brings the name of the Shlub, Bishvil, can mean four. Shvil is also a little path. Kol Olam Nizod Bishvil in the path of Chanina Bini. And as he brought it down, right? This is why we call the people who are Olomde Torah, who are most an Ephesh Torah, who are what we call Amelim Torah. And they got a bare subsistence, right? They got a bare subsistence. People struggling, right? People struggling, bears assistance. And then you got, what do you call it, got success all around. It's in their schus that it's coming down. It's in their shvil. It's in their, what do you call it, their artery that is coming down to the earth. just because they are who they are, and they can accept, and they'll accept what Hashem is, you know, difficult means, they'll be mekabel the me'ava, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as difficult as it is. So therefore, their spigot is closed down to just a drip, and therefore we have enough water pressure to send it out to everybody else. Okay. So that's what he called. So this part we dealt with, the rise, the fall, and even during the fall, right, the world is standing upon the Jewish people. After the fall now. Hashem links his name to ours, and that is our preservation. Right? So here at the end, right, at the end of the Tochacha, at the end of Bichu Kosai, Perek Chavav, Pasek, Nu Memdalet. This is all the way at the end. After, recall, we've read about, all the 4+ whammies that we get when we decide to leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in Pasuk Mandel, "V'af gam zos v'yosam be'eretz aveihem," and even what he called when they are in the land of their enemies, "Lo ma'astim," I will not repulse them, "V'lo galtim," I will not spit them out, "L'chalosam," to destroy them, "L'afer brisi itam," to annul my bris with them, "Ki ani Hashem Elokeihem," because I am Hashem who is their God. "V'zachati them bris v'shonim," I remember the bris. Rashi says the shvatim, right? "Asher otesi yosam be'eretz Yisrayim." Right, so it says over here, you write, right, fine.
So what's the book you're reading
here? Right, this is just the end. That even when we get tossed out, right, even in the land of our enemies, Hashem will not, will recall, repulse us. Right?
Memhei.
Right? Memdalad Memhei. Right? So now says the Maral. Says the Maral, Netzach Yisrael. Says V'yosem yizeh shemeid al zeh hamuchash ki kasher nigla v'nir lefanecha shiflus Yisrael v'yudasem in ha'umos. See the Jewish people, their lowly status, amongst the nations. Achi, after she has shiflus yosem yizeh, there can't be anything lower than this. Ve'eich yeshnem kiyum bein ha'arayos v'anamerim. How can they survive in the midst of the lions, of the what do you call it, the leopards? Im lo godol ha'roa asher shomrim. If not for that, there is a, what do you call it, there is a great shepherd who is guiding them. Whereas we're a sheep, like we talked about before, Eich kivs the achas. How can one sheep survive among shivim, what do you call it, zeivim, among 70 wolves? V'im lo ki mi'eis Hashem ha'is ha'zos. It's only because, what do you call, Hashem is with us. V'hin yiflos ve'enei bon koboi olam. Our survival is miraculous. Not that we're living, what do you call, in easy times, but our survival is miraculous. Because we shouldn't be able to exist. Berakam de Megillah brings a Baraisa. Lumastim, we make Kazdim in the days of the Babylonians. Shemarichlem Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. And as the Jewish people, Hashem has always sent those, right? Those who could lead them in these crucial times. Because we're in a low state, but there always going to be, it has to be somebody who's marching to the beat of a higher drummer. So in the days of
the Tzaddikim or the politicians?
Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. Right? In the days of Logaltim, Bimei Haman, Shematle, Mordechai, Esther. In the days of Haman. Right, with Mordechai Esther, lichalosam in the days of the Yevanim, Shimon Atzadik, Matityahu, Ben Yochanan, the Chashmonaim, lafer brisitam b'mei Malchus Revius in the days of the court of roaming, whose goals we still find ourselves. Shemanitam Rebbe, base Rebbe, the Chachmei Adoros, all the Talmidei Chachamim, the Gdolei Ador throughout the generations. Ki ani Hashem lokeim la'asi lavo. Because I will be their God. I will be with them, right? La'asi lavo, knows what we call, like it says, he's going to walk with us then. She'ein kol uba v'loshu shaletzver adkan. B'zeh nireh. From this we see, kilo moas behem Hashem yisbarach. Hashem never, right, is moas and never is repulsed by us, right? Ki b'zeh noda ki atzalo hi ba'atzmam. He always makes sure that we remain. This is our lofty level. In the Yerushalmi Tainis it says, Reish Lakish, b'shem Rav Yanai Omar. Reish Lakish, name Rav Yanai said, Shitif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmol B'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Yeah? Attached his name to the Jewish people. In other words, wherever we go, the what we call the Shekhinah goes. Goes in the Golos with us. And he made his name linked to our name. Linked to our name. Even though it means that he sometimes what he called Yechil Hashem. But he linked our name to his name. And the Medrash says, what's it comparable to? Lama davadoma the melech shahilo mafteach paltrin ktana. Right? He had a small key to what he called to his palace. Omar, imani aniach mafteach kemoshuf, I leave this key where it is. Right? Harayu avuda, it will get lost. Who's the key? Who's the palace? What's the palace? The palace is this world. Right? And it's filled with revelations of Hashem's presence. But the only one who has the key to the palace are the Jewish people. Because no one else is interested, right, in revealing Hashem's presence in anything. Everybody's just in it for themselves. And Larayani Kovea Bashalshelis, right? The only way I can make sure this key is not lost, because it's very small, Jewish people, right, are small, is if I attach a chain to it. Shimtia Avuda Tia Shalshelis Munachalai. And this chain I'm going to put around my neck so it can't get lost. So it's attached. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu attaches his name, the Shekhinah's presence, to the Jewish people. That's what we keep. That allows the Jewish people to survive. Right? That allows us to survive. How do we extricate ourselves from this? How do we extricate ourselves from this? So now, continues the Maharal in Sech Yisrael. The perkamet brachos, Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, minayin shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu moas b'tfiloson shel rabim. Look, we're coming back to the tefillah again, right? Just like we said, just what we started off with, that our upward trek required our unifying and realizing we're all part of the Jewish people, and our submitting ourselves to Hashem's Torah, and the constant struggle, as it were, to enter into the unknown of the Torah, to know that and conquer that and realize, no, I know nothing, further and further and further, endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. That's how we're going to extricate ourselves. In other words, while we're still in the Golos, Hashem attaches His name to us, so we won't disappear. But how are we going to get out of here? So it says the Gemara Brachos, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moes B'Tfilasam Shel Rabim. Shevam, they'll be repelled by the tefillah of the rabbim when the Jews get together. Shneimer hein kel kabir lo yimas uchsiv poda v'sholom nafshi mikrav li ki rabbim hayu aymadi. Right, psukim that talk about that Hashem never repels, as it were, the tefillah of the rabbim. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu kol osek b'torah u'begmilas chasadim u'mispali matzibur. A person who's osek b'torah. Once again, the three components. Right? Osik b'Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, right? Binding yourself to one to other Jews, giving to them. Mispalim at Tzibur, and recognizing that your vote is together with the Tzibur, we're all one unit, all these things. Ki'ilu podeli ulevanai mi beina umos. It's as though you have redeemed me, my presence, and my children from out of what he called amongst the Golos, amongst the nations. So again, these same components. Right, these same components. Gemilas Chasadim, Torah, right? Tefillah Matzibur. These three components, the same three components that we talked about in the beginning, that David HaMelech makes sure to attach some to so he can properly uplift Hashem's presence in the world to bring us eventually to an unbelievable status, yeah? The whole world changes in front of us, right? Fruit, non-fruit-bearing trees bear fruits, right? All the rains come at the right time. Hashem dwells in our midst. We're two stories tall, right? Etc. All these, what do you call, all that discussion is the incredible uplifting, the spiritual nature of the idea of two stories tall, not to become, you know, we're not going to become, you know, all centers for the cavaliers, right? Right? L'havdil for those in a tall tummy, right? We're going to become uplifted spiritually, and then we drop. And Hashem says, don't worry, I won't let you disappear. I'll link my name to you. But how are we going to get out of it? Same three things all over again. And And.
As long as we're revealing and uplifting Hashem's presence in the world, we're guarded. We're have a key chain around our necks.
It's around his neck. Yeah, he's carrying us. We're the key.
Carrying us.
Right. The more of a shamish says, he says, look at Pasuk Mem Dalet over here. Chafon Mem Dalet.
Name yourself the light of the sun.
Right, more, more vashamish, light and sun. Right, more vashamish. Right. He says here, af ki af kamzos biyosam be'eretz avihem. Right. Lo maskim v'lo galtim lechalosam afir b'sitam kini Hashem lokeim. And base. I'm sorry. And base. As chark is b'si Yaakov, v'as if b'si Yitzchak. We see Abraham is core, Varetz is core. Right? I'll remember the breach with Yaakov, the breach with Yitzchak, the breach with Abraham. And then, right, go into Pasuk, right? Pasuk Memhei, there's a heart and breach with Shonim. I shall say, see, or something after time. He says, these are the two components that are going to give report that, that will be, as it were, you know, energized. Like we said before, through our Torah, our Chesed, our Tefillah with the Tzibur, these three components will be energized. One is remembering the bris with the Avos.
What do you mean energized?
In other words, our participation, as it were, right, on whatever level, is going to record, cause the bris of the Avos, the covenant made with the Avos, to be remembered. And what? And the bris of the Shvatim, Rashi says over here in Pasuk Mem Dalet, right? Bris, right? I'm sorry, in Pasuk Mem Hey, Zachartim Bris Rishonim, so Rashi says Bris Rishonim is the Shvatim. In other words, why will Hashem take us out of this Golos? First of all, to remember the covenant that he made with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And second of all, he'll remember the Bris of the Shvatim. What's the Bris of the Shvatim? That they were taken out of Egypt when they had no schus, right? Why? Because of their potential. Because Hashem is going to bring them to what he called to Har Sinai and bring them the Torah. So too also Hashem, says the Mor Vashamish. He's going to take us out, right? For the sake of the covenants that he made with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and just also the bris that he made to Shvatim, because of their potential. You can take them to Sinai. So too he'll take us out because we have the potential to put our square heads back on again, and to become his agent, those who testify about Hashem's presence in the world. We have the potential there. So those are the two things that he says. And one last thing, let's do this, is an important thing.
That one's been kind of clear.
The
Mor Shamash. He says that Hashem's going to take us out of Golos because of the marriage of the
Avos. And the Bris of the Shvatim.
What's the Chumash here?
But the Chumash tells it to you. If you don't know the Chumash, how do you know? You don't know anything. But with the Bris of the, what do you call it? The Shvatim.
What?
The brace of the Shvatim is our potential. Our potential. In other words, Hashem will take us out of this.
Yaakov gave every Shvatim a bracha. There's going to be a lion, the tiger, this and that.
I understand, but
rar.
Our potential is what he calls to the Kabbalah Torah again properly and to observe it properly. Let's just conclude with the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes says, right, he says, just like everything we saw over here is true about the Jewish people as a whole, it's true about every individual. Right? That's what he said. If you see the bold here.
How so?
Okay?
What's on a personal level?
Ukmochin. Yachol kol yachid. Af b'shas nafila chazek atzmo b'zeh. And it's just as we saw before, that the way that we strengthen ourselves, the way we put ourselves back together, was the Torah, right? Tefillah with the tzibur, chesed, right? He's focusing specifically on Torah, but it's not just true about the klal as a whole, not just true as to the general Jewish people. It's true to every yachid, kol yachid, afashas nafila. Even when he falls down, he messes up, He has the ability to be mechazik himself. Right? He has the ability to be mechazik himself. He can pick himself up. In other words, everybody's got their own what do you call it, nafila. Everybody's got their own potential, right?
Spark.
Right? They got the spark back inside back themselves.
Imam Amos was his father's father.
So no, Imam Amos is Fasemis' son. Oh. Son. Right? And right? He says, it's interesting. He says, just like there's 33 psukim in the Tochacha here, the 33 psukim, like you said before, in the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to the Jewish people. The 33 psukim. Right? In other words, embedded in the midst of the Tochacha, right? The 33 psukim. But hidden away there, inside, are the others also. And if we attach ourselves, like what do you call it, like we saw before from the Maral, attach ourselves to recall, remembering a member of a Klal Yisrael, to Davin, right, with the Tzibur, to do Gmilas Chesed with our fellow Jews, and to recall, be to plug away at Torah,
Tzibur unity,
right? Then we recall, then we will be extricated. We'll be extricated from this.
Extricated,
removed, right? Taken out of this Golos.
Be
zochet to actualize all this potential inside of us. Ramel is the Torah, Gmilas Chesed.
And unity.
We have a good Shabbos.